Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Glad you're with us here today, and hope it's a great day for you. It's a great day for us. Dr. Sherry Keffer is in the studio in Laguna Beach, California. Hey, Dr. Keffer, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, and I'm not alone.
No, you're not. We've got a great little guest. He's not little, he's big, but he was with us before, and we're glad that you're back. Jeff Gilbert, you are with Save the Storks, and
yes, sir.
As he told us the last time he was here, when he joined up, his mom said, "Why are you going to get involved in helping this bird survive?" But actually, what it's all about, it's about preventing abortions and ministering to women. Mm-hmm. And so welcome.
You have
buses mm-hmm. with ultrasound in them mm-hmm. and you park where people are.
Yes, sir.
And they change their mind.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's a very, very tangible and effective ministry. We have 15 buses now on the road. We've been an organization for 4 years, and we use the Mercedes Sprinter platform. If you're familiar with the Mercedes Sprinter,
they're just a big old
looks like tall, a Learjet. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Cool lights in there. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, that's the purpose of it. Is you know these women, most of them have been in a position where they feel like that they don't deserve anything. They have always gotten the bottom of the barrel, so to speak, and we want to create a space that's more beautiful and more meaningful to them. We built it for them. We created it for them, so they know that they were beautifully and wonderfully made, just as that baby knitting in their womb is being beautifully and wonderfully made.
Tell us a story about someone that was touched by your ministry.
So what is going on right now is changed my life with what's happening with Save the Storks. This is why it's so effective. We're not only reaching a mother who is potentially going to get an abortion. We're not only reaching a whole new generation of pro-lifers, but we are actually reaching the abortion clinic staff as well. We have a bus in the Gulf of Florida, in Venice, Florida. It's one of our earlier buses. I think it was number 2 or 3. And we were needing to get permits from every business in this area in order to be able to park our bus legally directly in front of this abortion clinic. There's all these picketers outside with really big, huge graphic signs and megaphones and yelling and heckling the girls that were going in and out. And we were kind of looking around saying, man, we just want more of Jesus out here. And we don't want as much politics or arguing. We just want to reach women where they're at. And so we actually asked these picketers to leave. We needed to figure out how to get this abortionist to sign a document stating that we could park our bus in front of his clinic. And what happened was is when the picketers actually did leave, we were able to park our bus pretty close to the clinic, but not directly in front of it. He came outside and asked our Pregnancy Resource Center staff, "Hey, where'd all my haters go?" This abortionist did. We said, "Well, we asked them to leave. We're not associated with them." "Well, what do you guys do?" "Well, we have this bus here, and we're a women's medical clinic, and we want to offer the sisters and women of our community every bit of information that they can receive before they ultimately make the decision to abort their baby. We just want to be here to love on them. It's a free service." And so the abortionist asked us to go inside of his office, and so they did. He's a Muslim. He studied medicine in Tehran. He said that for 25 years, he's never known where to send these girls, knowing that they should not be getting an abortion
until he
met us. And so he asked us, "Will you please park your bus in front of my clinic so I can send these girls to you before they ultimately come to me?" This man is going to find Jesus because we have come in love, we have come in peace, and now we're seeing nearly 400 babies saved per year at this one location with this one bus.
Well, It's an amazing ministry. God bless you for doing it. If anybody wants more information, go to SaveTheStorks.com.
SaveTheStorks.com.
All right.
SaveTheStorks.com.
All right. Jeff, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and I'm really excited that our ministry trip this year is going to Ireland. We're calling it the Irish Connection, and it's New Life's 2015 spiritual adventure, and I sure hope you're going to join us.
There's a lot of cathedrals you're going to visit along the way with such an amazing history of Christianity here in Ireland. We're called the Land of Saints and Scholars. The scenery is amazing, the history, whether you're in the castles and the west coast of Ireland, and then when you come up to Dublin, the contrast between the countryside and then the capital city, which is quite a cosmopolitan European city now with some amazing architecture. You're going to be spoiled for choice with the museums, whether it's the Book of Kells in Trinity College or Chester Beatty Library. Some of the oldest manuscripts in the world are housed there.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and be part of the Irish Connection.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and you know, I just can't tell you how important it is for folks to do whatever we can to stop this horrific, horrific thing that is done out of desperation or lack of knowledge. And man, that's powerful when a ministry is dedicated for women to see the life that's been created there.
And the backstory, Steve, is so fun because God is in this. I mean, God brought this bus to this Muslim man because his heart was right. And so the Lord just parked that bus right up there, and unbeknownst to them, you know, God is in this. So it's very exciting. Today's the first day I've heard about that. I don't know where I've been, but I am. I'm going to get on their bandwagon. I'm going to find out more on how to support them. So,
me too. Yeah. All right, let's go to Barbara from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's called us, and we're glad she did. Listens on WBYN. Hello, Barbara. How are you?
Good. Well,
what's going on?
I'm glad to hear their work is out there. And trying to help people. Unfortunately, years ago, I did experience having abortion.
Can you speak right up there? We're having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if there's something you could do.
I was saying, unfortunately, more than a couple of years ago, about 20 years ago, I had abortion. And I thank God for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Amen.
My babies are with the Lord.
How can we help you today?
Since then. I've come to know Christ since that time. But right now, I have this awful problem. I was supposed to be a witness for Christ, and I wound up in the person that I was supposed to share Christ. I wound up in a relationship with. And even though I was wrong because I'm married, it put the person somehow, the person, act like they had no one in their life. And again, I know I was wrong because I was married.
So a lot of pain over a decision made. Yeah.
I am receiving counseling now. And I'm having.
No, speak right up there. It's okay.
I have a support group.
Okay.
Also.
But how can we help you?
I want to learn to live in reality and not drift off into the fantasy because we had discussed future plans together. And so I was living in actually deception. And I'm learning it more and more. My husband has said if he gave me, I went to my pastor and a couple of other people where I confessed. But the fact is, he does not want to talk about it, my husband. And I just heard recently that it's good for this to be talked out. And right now, like, we don't, because even in our 30-some years of marriage, he never really talked about anything but the weather. And I just want to not drift off into another direction. Like I said, I am in the support group, and every now and then my mind wanders back because not being able to communicate with my husband.
No, that isn't why your mind wanders off.
Well, it's a sinner. I'm a sinner. That's one thing.
No, and it's not because you're a sinner either. Because, you know,
I think about the talk that I had with the person that I had been with.
But there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that.
Well, there's an emptiness, I know.
Yes.
But like I said, right now I'm in a group.
Okay. Now, did you want some help? Do you want some help, Barbara? Do you want some help?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I've been
getting help. Cause we want to help you.
All right.
But I want you to, just for a minute, since you only have a little bit of time with us, I want you to put aside all the conclusions that you've come to.
All right.
Because they're not very accurate, and there are things in your life that don't make sense. You know, you wanted to witness to somebody, be Jesus to somebody, you end up sleeping with them, right?
Not exactly. I've been a witness for Christ for 20-some years, sharing Christ with people. I got off track. That's what I did. I wandered off track.
Okay, so what we want to talk about...
And it wasn't so simple as that. I worked with the person.
Okay, so what we want to talk about is how you got off track and how we can help you never think about, well, maybe I'll do it again. And if I listen to what you're saying, whenever your husband is disconnected from you, it allows you, it triggers you back into thinking about the other person. And you might not ever be with that other person again, but if you keep being triggered back into a wandering mind, you might be with somebody that's closer than the other person. You know, if somebody's in proximity at a point of disconnection. And my sense is that your husband is going to be disconnected for quite some time. Even though he says he forgives you, the hurt is going to be real, and he's going to be living with that. So we have to say, what needs to happen? Well, a support group is good, you know. But I kind of, and I'm glad Sherry's on with you here, because I kind of think that when a woman who values her faith so much ends up in an affair, it's almost like you traumatize yourself.
I did.
And the aftermath is so severe that a support group just wouldn't be enough for you to really heal. Now, how long ago did this take place?
It took place about 9 months ago. I do receive, I have a counselor that I see. You see a counselor.
Yeah. Okay.
And I go to the support group, and now I'm in a small, steps group.
Okay.
And we just finished one book called Denial.
Okay. Well, you're doing some work then, so that's really, really great. But, man, I want you to be at a place where the last thing you would do would be thinking about a man who was willing to sleep with a married woman.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Sherry, can you step in and maybe guide her on a path that she ends up in a place where that just never is even an option again?
Well, I think sometimes what happens, Barbara, is like you said, you had a very strong spiritual core, and then, you know, got off track and had this affair. One of the things that I see come up in people, and the beliefs, things they believe about their self as an outcome, is I can't trust my judgment. You know, before I could trust my own self, but now with me doing this, I feel like I can't even trust myself.
True.
Yeah, and so it's a negative belief, and the enemy wants to use that as a lie in your life to keep you from repairing, to keep you from believing that the truth of it is I made a grave mistake. I had an affair. And there's going to be some carnage because of it, right? My husband has a wound that he will have. But as you begin to open yourself up to him and invite him to talk about his pain, I wonder a little bit with you, and it might just be because of how you are with us, I wonder if, because this is so emotional to you, that when you start to talk about it, you get overwhelmed with feelings, and I think he might get even more overwhelmed than he already is, right? He sounds like he doesn't like to talk and go deep anyway, but when you feel a lot and you're crying, it might not be as emotionally safe for him to even bring his feelings, because I imagine his feelings would make you cry. Is that true?
I don't cry as much as I used to. I used to cry like that. I don't cry as much as I used to.
Okay. Well, crying's not bad. Crying's good. It really is. I was just asking a question as far as dynamic, because he has been really hurt. After 30 years, I mean, your marriage was a safe place.
And I thought it was
wrong. Yeah. Well, and it was up until then. But repairing the trust looks like this. It looks like you going to him and saying, would you be willing to talk about how this hurt you? Would you be willing to let me in to how my affair caused harm? And then if you can listen and really listen from a place of letting him share whatever he's going to bring up and hold space for that. Don't make it about you. Don't go wrong and bad right then, but just let him have his own pain about it. That may help him heal. And you guys might need some help. You may need to come to our marriage weekend to even open up the door in another environment that might be safe. Steve, we have our marriage weekends, and I think that would be a really good place for you, Barbara, to invite your husband and say, let's go, as a step of me learning to, you know, helping you to build trust again in me.
Yeah. I'm curious, quiet, or did he talk a lot?
Say that again?
Was your father a quiet man, or did he talk a lot?
My dad was quiet, but he was gentle. He was quiet, and
Did your mom talk a lot in the absence of him talking?
No, she didn't talk much. My father was pretty quiet, but he told us what we had to do, and he was pretty strong. Mm-hmm. And but we didn't talk about. Well, I remember once he told us a long time ago, he said, oh, you know, if you have boyfriends, they could come to the house. And I was kind of shocked because I didn't think that we were able to have boyfriends.
Well, if your dad didn't talk much and your mom didn't talk much, your history's kind of like the Sahara Desert. And then you marry a man who's kind of more shut down, right? More avoidant.
My mother didn't let him talk. His mother was an alcoholic.
Mm.
She didn't let him talk.
Right.
But it's important that you can handle the quiet and the calm. It might remind you of a painful childhood, but it's important that you're able to produce a place of quiet and calm that would allow a man to eke out a little bit of emotion here or there.
He told me he didn't want me to say anything about it unless he brings it up. I told him that I had gotten and found out that the guy person was married. I got a call, a surprise call, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's when I found out.
And so he said, fine. I told him what happened and all, and he said, okay. But he said, unless he brings it up, you know, if everything's okay.
But and it's not okay. And so what you can say is, I can understand why you wouldn't want to bring it up. You wouldn't want to talk about it unless you brought it up, because it's that painful. I hurt you that much. I hurt you that much that I can see why you wouldn't want to bring it up.
Yeah.
We need to talk about it.
Yeah.
And because he was the one that was hurt, it, you know, he gets to decide he doesn't want to talk about it, but that doesn't mean it's a good thing that he doesn't want to talk about it. So you have to kind of over provide safety, and like Sherry's saying, to you talk, you do say, man, I want to know how this hurt you, and then you give him the space and the time so that it can finally come out, so he can share what he needs to share.
Have him listen to this show. You know, just listen to the podcast. Invite him just to hear us talking about his heart.
All right, we'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Great things happening at New Life. Every Man's Battle, September the 11th. If you've never taken the We Dared Challenge, do it. WeDared.com. And, of course, to do all that we do, we need your support. And for a gift of any amount, we're going to send you a copy of Dr. John Townsend and Henry Cloud's book, Our Mothers, Ourselves, a great insight book. Let's go to April, Washington, D.C., listens on WAVA. Hi there, April. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
I have a question. We, as a family, went through something about a year ago, and it seems like no matter what we try to do or how do we try to move forward, we cannot move forward from the situation altogether, and I just need your advice on what to do.
Okay. What happened?
Okay, so essentially, I, at the time, had a 12-year-old son, and my boyfriend, who had been together, had a 9-year-old daughter, and she would come to visit for the weekend because it was from a previous relationship. And he touched her inappropriately, that we found out, while they fell asleep in the same room on the bunk bed. So that obviously caused a huge uproar in the family and everything, and there was a lot of him denying this, and she wouldn't quite, you know, speak up and say what, you know, like what happened. I guess I don't know if she, I didn't know what it was, unclear for a while. So we tried.
How severe was the touching?
From what I understand now, which took about 6 months to get to the bottom of. He had, and she was 9 and he was 12, he had touched her under her shirt and he had touched her on her behind.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so how old is he now?
He's 14 now and she's going to return 11.
Okay. So what is the dilemma today?
Okay, the thing is that we're still obviously together. We live together, okay, and she's still calm. And as far as I understand, you know, she's okay. You know, he's admitted, my son, Mimi, has admitted what he has done. But my boyfriend, if the subject comes up anything that even remotely resembles talking about even her, the whole situation just spins out of control. It spirals out of control. We fight all the time. We are at each other's throats all the time. And,
well, so maybe you're seeing that it might not be a good idea to have him as a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's kind of sort of what I was kind of going, okay, but the problem is that we have a young child together.
Okay, is a different, bit different perspective.
A lot different, exactly. And I was listening to a caller who said that she had a blended family, and I went, oh, yes, we have a blended family, and then someone corrected her and said, no, you have a his and her family, and I feel like that was a light bulb when I heard that.
Yeah.
So why aren't you going on right now?
So why aren't you guys, since you're parents, why aren't you getting some help to resolve this and get on with your life where there isn't this constant anger and bitterness and resentment and all of that?
Well, I guess that's the problem. I don't know what to do.
Well, get some help. Get some counseling.
As far as, like, within the last week or two, he has a friend or a coworker who was also a pastor as well, and he started confiding and talking to him, and he has told me, because he would, you know, get into a rage and become aggressive, not physically aggressive, but that, like, kind of scary, you know? And so he's been talking to this this pastor, and you know, he's trying to work through it, and he told me, you know, things are getting better in his mind and stuff. But for me, I guess I really haven't had that opportunity, and I don't even know where to begin to even try.
Well, April,
to do.
April,
I mean, I don't know what to do.
April, you guys need to learn how to have a relationship together. You need to be in counseling together. It's not about what that issue is anymore. It's about why he can't get over it, why you guys can't come together without just arguing all the time. You've got to deal with those things. It may not be the best thing for you to get married.
Then
maybe if you're not supposed to get married, because these issues are far beyond that, it would be unhealthier to be married than not married, then maybe you shouldn't be girlfriend and boyfriend either. Let me just turn this over to Sherry, and what do you think they ought to be doing, Sherry?
Well, April, you know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing a woman that doesn't know where her boundaries are. She doesn't know how to say no or stop or I don't want this. And I think I'm listening to a woman who feels like at some point she needed to give her body to be loved. And I don't know where that's come from in your past, my dear, but I am really concerned about you.
Yeah, that's kind of an issue. I mean, honestly, like, I tracked it real quick, just kind of give you, like, a quick rundown. I mean, for instance, like, every relationship that I've ever been in has been, like, in a in a negative way.
Yeah.
And so I finally got out of that. You know, I was married previously, and I got out of that marriage, which can turn into me like an abusive relationship.
But what I'm
to
hearing,
the complete polar opposite.
I know.
And so this guy was like the complete total opposite, and everything was great.
April, we'll be back.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and I'm really excited that our ministry trip this year is going to Ireland. We're calling it the Irish Connection, and it's New Life's 2015 spiritual adventure, and I sure hope you're going to join us.
It looks like an amazing trip, the wonderful combination of breathtaking scenery, particularly along the drive of the Wild Atlantic Way. You're traveling through at least three of the national parks in Ireland, Clare and Killarney and then in Wicklow, which is considered the Garden of Ireland. Picturesque, dramatic scenes, some of the castles, just really mystical and magical places. So as well as the beautiful scenery in Ireland, you will get an opportunity to listen and sit with Milo and Dave and Steve for the evening talks. You are in for some good fun and good stories.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and be part of the Irish Connection. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. And we want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an every man's battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and I would love to see you in Lincoln, Nebraska for Women of Faith on the 28th. You go to womenoffaith.com, type in SA20, get $20 off of a ticket. I'll see you at Huntington University for the opening of the Townsend Institute for Leadership and Counseling on August the 29th. Love to see you there. And in San Diego, September the 11th at the CareNet National Conference, then up to Women of Faith in Anaheim, and then Ben Salem on the 12th. Would love to see you there also. So, and then Milan speaking on the 18th, How We Love, in Denton, Texas. So if you want information on where we're going to be, we'd love to see you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now let's go back to April. And Sherry, you were talking with April there.
Yeah. So, hey, April.
Hi.
It's a rare thing, but our producer just bopped in. And he's a little concerned about this call because he says, I don't know if she's really listening. And so I really need you to listen to me, my dear, because I need to talk straight with you.
Sure.
So I'm very concerned about your children. Your son is now 14. If there is anything that he does where he sexually touches in any way that 11-year-old girl in your house, it's reportable. I want you to know that's reportable to Child Protection Services. There is a propensity because he's already done it once. There is a likelihood that it's going to happen again.
They should never, ever, ever be left alone for 5 minutes.
Oh, that's already done.
Okay, but in the middle of the night, I've worked with families like you. I've worked with families like you. In the middle of the night, they sneak into each other's room and sexually act out with each other. I'm not saying that's happening. I just need to warn you. But what's really confusing to your kids is that you started your relationship with your boyfriend by sexually acting out with him. And so your son is learning from you, my dear. He's watching you and doing the same thing. and I am really concerned about your babies, your 14-year-old, your 11-year-old, and your new child. You're with a man you don't want to marry. You don't even trust him. You don't even like him some days, but you're still with him. And somebody has got to sit down with you and help you figure out what you are doing. It's a crazy ride. It's a crazy ride you're in. And your kids are in the back seat and they're bouncing around, all three of them. And I wonder who you are talking to, dear, to stop this crazy ride and to get help for yourself, because you are, these kids are vulnerable and you are vulnerable. Did you know how vulnerable you were? Did you know how vulnerable they are?
I mean, I understand everything that you're saying.
Uh-huh.
And it just threw a wrench into everything, like that whole situation that happened. And so I keep them separated. They don't, when she comes over, which is like every other weekend, she'll come over. When she comes over,
But I want to walk you back in. I get the wrench, but the problem is you.
Right.
Okay, so let's don't talk about the
wrench.
Yeah,
I know that. That's why I got that call.
Okay.
I'm like,
I get it.
I understand that. I would never, ever, ever in a million years call ever anybody like you guys ever.
I know. And
I didn't know what else to do.
I'm so glad. I am so glad. And I'm trying to hold you as warmly as I can hold you while I'm being a mama bear and being direct with you. You need a therapist. You need help. You need to be sitting in front of somebody like me every week trying to figure out what you're doing with your life. Because you are on a crash course. And I am calling out to you, girl. I care about you. I care about your son. I care about your new baby and his girl. But you are the one that's reaching out for help, and you need to change. So what are you going to do to get that change? What are you going to do to make it different?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, then we want you to wait on the line. You're in the D.C. area. Wave is one of our listening audiences. We've got a lot of therapists with New Life in their area, and I want you to invest in you and get with someone to figure out how to get off of this crazy ride you're on. Because people are getting hurt, and you're getting hurt, okay?
Well, I just wonder if, maybe if you would be willing, in addition to therapy, to go to Love and Sex Addicts Anonymous meeting to start a recovery program discover some other women who have been where you are and have turned it around to give you some hope and some strength there. Just the fact that after all of this, seeing the reaction of this man, the way that this works, to say that everything was kind of just great, and then this horrible thing threw a wrench into the situation, it shows you that you're not looking at the real stuff. And that's what Sherry's challenging you to do, to look at the real problem.
They need a mommy. They need some maturing here, and someone needs to help you, right? Learn what's right, and they can. This is so attainable, April. It's just going to require your time. So I think Steve's, you can start the SLA group, the Sex, Love, and Relationship Addiction Anonymous. You can go to that today.
Yeah.
And then stay on the phone, and we'll hook you with a therapist. Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you, we make these decisions, we get involved, and the kids are the ones that feel the weight of it all. We've got to make some tough, tough choices so they don't have to make some tough adjustments.
Because I don't think them all living under the same roof is a really good idea right now at all.
It isn't. It isn't. And the 14-year-old, needs counseling, and so does the 11-year-old. Let's go to John from Seattle, Washington. KGNW is the station. Hi there.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've listened to you for many years, and I want to say thank you to all of you for the help that you've given me and the encouragement that you didn't even know you were giving me.
Thank you. That's awfully nice.
Caller, so I'm nervous, but I'm a survivor of childhood sex abuse and trauma.
Really?
Wow.
And so, yeah, I was a neighbor. And so I'm going through that with, I have a therapist, but every so often I've noticed too that, does the crying stop? Does the self-condemnation stop? Does that eventually go away? I never told anyone for many, many years, and now I just couldn't deal with it any longer with me. I'm sorry, I'm outside. There's a plane going over.
That's okay. We can handle it. So are you saying that for you the crying hasn't stopped or that it has?
It has not. Every so often I'm driving, I'll be doing the dishes, I'll be reading or something, and I'll be in a prayer time, and suddenly I just lose it for a while. And is that part of the healing process? I mean, like I said, I am in therapy, so I do see someone a couple times a month, and yeah. But sometimes these questions pop up, and that individual just isn't available on the phone all the time.
Yeah. Well, I do think that the crying can stop.
Okay.
But you know, for some, it may not stop for a very, very long time. But Sherry, what do you think? You were about to say something there. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's really interesting that we took your call, John, right after talking with the last call, right, where there was children that were sexually acting out with each other with April. And there's a lot of damage that's done, right? And
huge.
And so that's why we were so bold with her, because we're trying to protect those kids, and you needed to be protected, and you weren't. So the tears are a natural way of you discharging some of the sadness and ache and pain over what happened to you.
Okay.
And the losses that are attached to sexual abuse, that your world was one time safe and then it wasn't. And all the things that have happened, right? All the things that have happened as a result of that sexual abuse. All the relationships that you struggled with. All how hard it was for you just to relax and even move in sexual ways that are healthy. It just gets complicated.
Hugely.
Yeah. And so one thing I might invite you into, John, is what's keeping you from going every week? Because you know, my friend, you are worth more than having to hold this pain for 14 days. What would it be like if you only had to hold it a few days in between, 7 days in between? You're worth
a lot more freeing.
It would be. That's what I would encourage you to do. Give yourself the gift.
We're going to talk some more here right after this.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Keffer talking with John, and we are just, you know, aching with John and his sincere desire for something better, for healing, and the crying continuing there. Sherry, you wanted to say something here?
Yeah, I was going to just say, I'm excited, John, that you're willing to consider going weekly, because one thing I've noticed with sexual abuse survivors is they don't believe they deserve love or good things. It almost feels gluttonous. Yeah. Gluttonous, yeah. To go every week.
What a word.
Yeah. You know, but it's not, because you had to hold the secret and the pain for so long that something inside you goes, well, I've got to hold the grief for a long time too, or I've got to just, you know, hold it all together for 2 weeks, and you don't. You can let it out.
And don't tell anyone, because I'm the dirty one. I'm the one that did it. I'm the one that brought it on. I'm whatever, fill in the blank.
Exactly.
And it's not true. I have learned that it is not true. It's not my fault.
Yeah. Exactly.
Have you ever seen Matthew 18:10, that verse?
I'm sure or, I have.
It could be 10:18, where it says that not that a person should not, that they should be very careful not to offend or abuse a child. And it says, for your angels are in the presence of God, making sure that he does not overlook that abuse. And, of course, he wouldn't overlook it, but the verse is there to make the point that, you know, this is known by God, and there are consequences, and you were not ignored. God doesn't ever say he will prevent our tears, but he says he will wipe away those tears, and he was there with you. Your angels were with you and in the presence of God, and it did not go unnoticed. You mentioned about how long you kept it quiet, and you know, Josh McDowell is such a great man. I don't know if you are aware that just recently he shared for the first time that he had been sexually abused as a child by a neighbor. Yes. And he and I were on television together, and he was telling I was the first person that he opened up to, and I felt so privileged that he would share this intimate secret with me, and now he's gone on to share it with everybody and really trying to help other people move beyond their self-inflicted shame. And it's just, you know, he's doing something with what Satan did. And so I want you to be encouraged that other people have been silent. They have gone through what you've gone through. And like a guy like Josh, you know, he had access to anybody and everybody over the years, but he never felt like he could share that. But now he's doing something about it, and he's doing something with it. And that's what I hope and pray for you, that something of meaning and purpose will come out of this for you, and that all of this pain won't be wasted. But I just hope in the meantime, and every time one of those tears drops in your lap, that you can feel God's grace and love while that tear represents the evil and the bitterness and just the horrific crime that was done to you, that all of that's being washed away, washed out of your life with every one of those tears. I know God loves you greatly. And I hope and pray that the courage you've shown to share this with us today, you know, that is manifested in somebody else opening up and courageously sharing their secret with somebody else.
Yeah, I hope so too. I know Genesis 50:20 is one that I stand on too. Hmm. You know, it was meant for evil, but I can use it for good.
Absolutely.
You know, God can use it for good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I hope that you can...
We're here. We do survive, and I'm still here.
Yeah. Well, I hope you can get to one of our Healing is a Choice workshops sometime. I think that would be a really powerful experience for you. And just keep that in mind, and if we can help you get there, we would do it. But I hope our paths cross one of these days down the road, and I pray for your continued healing.
That's very kind. Thank you so much for your time, and God bless all of you.
Thank
you for helping
me. Okay, absolutely.
John,
have a great one.
Care. You know, it's been, you and I have done radio 3 days, and on all of the shows, it seems like the men have been so vulnerable, willing. They've been the ones who have been hurt. That wouldn't have been true years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope and pray that if any guy is out there struggling and hurting alone, that he would reach out and just say, I'm not going to do this alone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He could begin a healing process.
You're so right. And I love hearing the vulnerability, that you have just mentioned, Steve. I think about someone like John, and I go, there, we need more Johns in the world to help make it a safe place for other men who've been sexually abused. And Chris Williams and I recently, Steve, I don't know if you knew this, but we did a show on male sexual abuse at tv.newlife.com. So if you happen to be someone like John and would like to hear more about what survivors of who are men who are sexually abused as kids need to do and can do to heal, go to tv.newlife.com and check it out.
Yeah, please do. And, you know, Chris is new to our program, but, you know, we plan on having Chris around for a very, very long time. And, of course, Dr. Keffer's got some amazing videos. Some of these videos, it's just phenomenal, are viewed by over 100,000 people as they're passed around. And if you've never gone over to tv.newlife.com, please check it out. I think you'll find some great hope and healing that's there. We want to help you. All you have to do is call us. We've got these amazing, amazing people that are there in Dallas. They're working the phones, helping in whatever way possible. But they just don't know who to call. You know, they just don't run down the phone book, if there was a phone book anymore. They don't just dial a number. You have to call them for them to be able to help. And I'm praying that you will at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And let them have an opportunity to hear what you're going through and provide provide a resource that maybe you've never thought of. That resource could be a book. It could be one of the videos at tv.newlife.com, maybe an intensive, maybe it's just a counselor in your area that could change everything. That's what we're hoping and praying for you. One of the most powerful workshops that we do, it's Women in the Battle. I don't know that the title accurately portrays who it's for sometimes, you know. It's for women who have been hurt by a man and his sexual abuse or his sexual wandering, his addiction, even his fascination with other women. And it's a great time of healing, and Dr. Keffer's put that together. What do you think maybe is the best thing that comes out of these women coming together with you for that weekend?
I think to watch them reclaim their worth. Most of them come to us and they don't believe they believe I'm worthless. I'm not lovable. I'm ugly. Who would want me? And for them to leave on Sunday knowing their value and worth, it's contagious. And I hear that over and over again. So please come. The weekend is for you, for the women.
Yeah. If you can help us, please do. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us, we need your support. It's always tough in the sun. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Dr. Keffer. Thanks to all of you who listen, who watch, who pray for us. We love you. We care about you. Have a great day today. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.